The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, this podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Briles, the Book Shepherd. This week, Miss Crabapple and her violin. The bell rang for the next class to begin, and the fifth graders walked into music class. Miss Crabapple stood with her back to the students as she wrote her name on the chalkboard. That was the first day of fifth grade, with a grumpy teacher whom everyone feared. As the school year went on, we see the class learn to play beautiful music. We see a quiet student come alive, who believed he wasn't good enough, and we watch Miss Crabapple's stern side melt away.
On the cover, a violin sits propped against a green background. Its rich, brown, polished wood shines in the light. Four strings are fitted between the pegs at its head and down the slender fingerboard to the bridge on the lower body of the instrument, which is shaped with a curvy body, smaller on top, larger on the bottom. Sound holes shaped like the letter F are cut into the front of the violin, one on each side of the neck. A long violin bow stands beside the instrument.
The beginning of the new school year was quickly approaching. All the children in the neighborhood were blue that summer was over. The only good thing was going out shopping with Mom to get new clothes, shoes, a knapsack, and school supplies. If you looked in all the houses up and down the street, there were little piles of new clothes and lots of school supplies ready to be brought to school.
On a sunny day under a light blue sky, children of many colors play in a grassy park on playground equipment. A tall boy slides down a big red slide. A boy and girl cross an overhead monkey bar. A black and white spotted dog with big floppy ears runs with the other children as they race around the park. They wear their casual sporting clothes, shorts and t-shirts and overalls and sneakers.
Down at the park, the kids were talking about the new band that was being formed for the school year. The fifth graders were finally allowed to join. There were many instruments to choose from, like the drums, violin, trumpet, saxophone, flute, trombone, tuba, and many more.
"What are you going to play?"
was the big question being asked.
"I don't know. Do you think we'll get to pick our own, or do you think we'll have to take what we can get?"
Nobody really knew the answers. But knowing they would be in a band made starting school tomorrow not so bad.
"See you at the bus stop in the morning."
Everyone said goodbye and headed home for dinner. The bus stops were filled with brand new sneakers and bright colored clothes, with a few frowns here and there. Others were chirping away, talking about their new teachers and clubs they would join. With each new school year, there were new clubs to choose from. The one class they were required to take was music. There was a lot of talk about who would be the teacher this year. Last year, Miss Crabapple was the teacher, and no one liked her. Everyone said she was mean and never smiled. Hopefully, there would be a fun teacher this year. The bell rang for the next class to begin, and the fifth graders walked into music class.
A grand piano stands on one side of the classroom behind rows of wooden desks. The teacher's desk in the front of the room is large and raised up. On the walls above a blackboard are musical notes of different kinds as a decoration.
Miss Crabapple stood with her back to the class as she wrote her name on the chalkboard.
"There will be no talking while in class unless I am asking you to answer a question,"
came the instruction. Everyone sat up straight. Some kids rolled their eyes, only to be discovered by the tall and lanky teacher.
If there are any comments or looks, you will be sent to the principal's office immediately. Now, open up your music books to page 1 and we'll get started. How many of you have played a musical instrument?
There were a few hands raised.
Thank you, and please put your hands down. For those who raised your hands, tell us what instrument you have played.
Brian started with drums, and then came Charlotte with guitar, followed by Susie, who proudly said, "The harp, Miss Crabapple." She looked up from her glasses and said,
"That is a very hard instrument to play. We'll have to hear you play sometime. Keep going, class."
More instruments were shared, such as the trombone, spoons, tuba, flute, violin, and clarinet.
The children face Miss Crabapple. She wears a burgundy blouse and gray skirt, and her reddish-brown hair is in a bun on top of her head. She wears little round glasses perched on the tip of her nose.
After the sharing was done, Miss Crabapple then asked,
"How many of you would like to play an instrument?"
Immediately went up most of the hands in class. Way in the back was a young boy slumped down in his chair, with his hand down. It was the only hand not raised.
"Young man way in the back with the blue shirt, sit up straight when you come to my class. Why have you not raised your hand?"
she inquired. He looked up and didn't answer.
"What is your name, young man?"
was the next question, as she stepped out from behind her desk.
"My name is Scott, and I don't like band music or instruments, so I'm not interested in learning an instrument," he spoke.
Miss Crabapple had a look of shock on her face.
"I have never heard such a thing," she exclaimed.
With that, Scott answered back,
"Well, now you did."
Half the class started to laugh, and the others gasped that he would answer back mean old Miss Crabapple. She quietly walked up to his desk and handed him a pink sheet of paper.
The boy, seated at his desk, frowns and looks up at Miss Crabapple, whose brows are drawn down in a scowl.
"You are never to speak with such disrespect in this or any class. You can walk your smart self down to the principal's office immediately."
Scott picked up his book bag and walked out of the classroom and slammed the door behind him.
"Class, let me be very clear. I will not tolerate such behavior. We are here to learn about music, whether you like it or not. There is much to learn about history, notes, tones, and pitch of the music. Let's look at the first chapter. Before we can put any instruments in your hands, you must understand a little about the history of music. Please read this chapter, and there will be a quiz in the morning. I will ask you 5 simple questions, all of which will come from the first chapter. This will be easy, regardless of what you have heard about me. I want you to learn about music, and the only way to learn is to read and practice. For the last part of class, I want you to take out a piece of paper and write about what music means to you."
There were some moans, but everyone took out their paper and began to write. The room was quiet, as every student had their heads down, writing away. The bell rang, and the students placed their papers on Miss Crabapple's desk on their way to their next class. After the students emptied the classroom, Miss Crabapple closed the door and began to read their papers.
The teacher smiles and holds one hand to her heart as she sits at her desk and reads the papers.
This was one of her favorite parts of the school year, getting to know her students and how music touched each of their lives. Music was Miss Crabapple's favorite part of life ever since she was a little girl. As she read the papers, she smiled, hearing the dreams of the kids. One young boy loved to hear his mom play classical music while she cleaned the house. His dream was to be in an orchestra and play the cello. Another girl loved to listen to the radio and dance to the beats. Others wanted to be rock stars and play guitar or drums, while there was a small group who were afraid to play in front of anyone, so were happy to listen in the audience. The only paper missing was from the boy she sent to the principal's office.
"I'll have to give him the assignment in the next class," she whispered. "He has to write something down."
The next day, the student came to class. Scott sat in the back of the room, though this time he was sitting up rather than slumped down in his chair as the day before. Miss Crabapple gave Scott the paper midway through class. Scott read over the assignment and wrote nonstop until the end of class. Miss Crabapple went on with class and gave a quiz from yesterday's lesson. Rather than making everyone take out a piece of paper, she asked questions, and the students raised their hands with answers. Every question was answered. The kids were scared in having heard she was a tough teacher, so they studied their lesson.
"Class," spoke Miss Crabapple, "I am very pleased with how you studied yesterday's lesson. This tells me that you want to learn about music. We are now going to assign each of you an instrument for our class orchestra. Please put the name of the instrument on a piece of paper and hand it to me. I cannot guarantee that you will play what you want, but I can guarantee that each of you will get an instrument."
As she looked at the papers, she knew some kids would get what they wanted, and some would not. Rather than have anyone be disappointed, she offered a suggestion.
"Class, I want everyone to get an instrument, so I'm going to assign you an instrument that is not on your paper. I don't want anyone to be disappointed about music. There will be plenty of opportunities to play the instrument you want. For now, we are going to learn the basics of music. As I call your name, come to the front and pick up your instrument," said Miss Crabapple.
One by one, each student came up and was handed an instrument. Some frowned, and some smiled.
At their desks, the kids hold the instruments. A flute, a saxophone, a trumpet, and Scott has a drum.
"This is life," she said. "We have to learn to make the best out of whatever is handed to us. Go stand on the square in the back of the room that is assigned to your instrument. Today, you are going to learn where each instrument belongs when an orchestra is formed. Do not play your instrument. I repeat, do not play your instrument," she barked.
As they stood in their places, the bell rang.
"Okay, leave your instruments where you are standing. I will see you tomorrow."
Everyone picked up their books and left. Miss Crabapple noticed that Scott had left his paper on her desk. Both sides of the paper were filled. This was surprising to her, coming from a student who said he did not want to learn about music. She closed the classroom door and sat down to read his paper.
"I do not want to learn to play music because my brother made fun of me when I played the violin. My parents are both musicians, and I like listening to them play in their band. My dad plays the bass guitar, and my mom plays the keyboards. They are cool. It was really fun when the band practiced. My parents would let me listen sometimes until it was time for me to go to sleep. One day, I was in our basement and found an old violin in a case. It was beautiful. I asked my mom about it, and she said that both she and my dad played it in high school. She let me hold it and play with it. The sound was awesome, and I immediately wanted to play. My mom let me take lessons when I was 7. Playing came easy, and I was pretty good at it from what the teacher said. One day, I was in a recital. I had to dress in a tuxedo and thought I looked really cool. My whole family came to hear me play. I wasn't even nervous. After I played my piece,
The audience clapped so loud and long. Afterwards, we went out for ice cream to celebrate my night. When we got home and Mom put me and my 10-year-old brother to bed, Jed said that I wasn't cool like Mom and Dad because I played a sissy instrument. I told him that they loved to listen to me play. "Aw, they're just telling you that because they don't want to upset you." After he told me that, I became sad and did not want to take lessons anymore. My mom was disappointed and my dad asked me why I stopped. I told them that I wanted to play soccer instead. So they said okay and I stopped my lessons. My brother started to play the guitar and everyone loved hearing him play. I guess he was right. I was playing a sissy instrument.
Miss Crabapple's eyes began to swell with tears. How sad, she thought. This young man is obviously talented, and now he has given up. I must show him that he can play again.
Miss Crabapple loved the violin, but didn't play in front of her students. She just taught them music. The next day, the students came to class excited about what was next. Everyone stood in the square with their instruments in their hands.
"Class, today we are going to play our instruments," said Miss Crabapple. "When I raise my hand, you will begin to play your instrument however you think it should be played. When I lower my hand, you will stop playing. Are you ready?" she asked.
"Yes!"
screamed the class with joy. Miss Crabapple raised her hand, and the sounds began. There was much noise, but Miss Crabapple's heart smiled as she heard her students get their first taste of beautiful instruments. Very few played a noticeable tune, yet each child wore big smiles and their faces beamed with joy.
"This is what music is all about," whispered Miss Crabapple to herself.
As she looked around the room, she saw Scott sitting behind a huge drum, banging away, trying not to smile. Every so often, Miss Crabapple would catch him smiling when he thought no one was looking.
"Ah, there is some hope here," she exclaimed.
She lowered her hand, and slowly the loudness turned into silence.
"Very good, class. There is much potential here. And we have much to learn. Did everyone have a good time?" she asked.
"Yes, yes, yes, we did, Miss Crabapple. Can we play more?"
they said in unison.
"Class, we have to get back to learning notes and understanding the beats and the melody. We will take one line at a time to learn each note. I'll say the letters and point to where they are located on the scale. Once you learn the notes, I'll teach you how to play them on your instrument. By the end of this week, you will be able to play the entire scale."
As promised, by the end of the week, the entire class was able to play scales. When they played the scales together, it actually sounded pretty good. The more they learned, the more they began to ask questions of Miss Crabapple about her talents.
"What instrument do you like to play, Miss Crabapple?"
She stopped a moment and thought to herself that no class had ever asked her that question. Her heart felt very warm, and the usual frown on her face softened up. She smiled and said the violin was her favorite instrument.
"I have played it since I was very young."
Immediately the class screamed out,
"Please play for us, please!"
She was afraid, having not played in front of anyone for many years. She looked at all the faces with big smiles, just waiting for her to play. Miss Crabapple opened her violin case and looked at her trusted old friend. The violin winked at her and said, "Don't worry, you can do it." Though she was scared, Miss Crabapple took out her violin and held it to her chin. She closed her eyes and drew the bow against the strings.
Ribbons of music staffs with golden notes flow through the air around Miss Crabapple.
A most incredible sound came from the instrument. Miss Crabapple played so joyfully, and the class jumped on their feet and began to dance to her music. It was a magical sound. As she walked past each student, they picked up their instrument and began to play it as though they had played forever. As each instrument joined in with her violin, it was as if an orchestra was playing in the little classroom. Drums, trumpets, clarinets, the tuba, flutes, and more created the amazing music. Miss Crabapple was practically flying through the air, playing with such joy. Her smile was huge, and her heart was practically jumping out of her chest from excitement. As she came up to Scott, he picked up a violin and chimed in with Miss Crabapple.
The music staffs and notes wind their way around the smiling Miss Crabapple and Scott as they face each other and play their violins.
The sound coming from his instrument was beautiful. He, too, was smiling and playing his heart out. Scott's playing was not magic as with the others. It was a miracle that his love for the instrument returned. She stopped playing, as did the class, and Scott played the most melodious pieces of music. He had the class stomping their feet with the rhythm, as well as sitting quietly, as he played glorious classical sounds. Yes, many miracles and magic happened that day in the little classroom. The children saw they could play wonderful music together and studied hard to make the magic of that day real. A very gifted young Scott found his music again and went on to be first violin in a famous orchestra. Oh, and Miss Crabapple? She smiles every day and found her heart again. She went on to be the conductor of Scott's orchestra.
This has been Miss Crabapple and Her Magical Violin, written by Betsy Cerullo, narrated by Aaron Riemann, audio description narrated by Chris Snyder, and written by Bonnie Barlow. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd.